Welcome to A Quiet Life. I'm Ruth Amos, your host, and it is so good to be here with you. And thank you for downloading and pressing play. I am recording this on Thursday, the 14th of April, which is the day after I recorded the last one, but you're not going to hear it for at least a week because that's how time travel works in the podcast universe. I'm taking time off for Easter, and so I'm trying to get a few things done beforehand, but you know, it's Easter and I met with Scotty this morning and felt very Eastery, and what Easter makes me feel is incredibly grateful. And so I thought I would talk a bit about gratitude today in this podcast. And so I had a bit of a chat to Scotty about it. He said, I'm not even going to ask you what we're going to talk about before we start. So we just started and talked a bit about gratitude. So have a listen to what we have to say, and then as always, I'll unpack it a bit afterwards.
Good morning, this is Ultra 96.5. Ruth Amos is with me again this morning. I can't believe it's been 2 weeks since we saw each other.
It's crazy, isn't it?
What's going on there?
It doesn't feel like 2 weeks because I spent all day yesterday working on the podcast from last fortnight.
Nice. Now, we should. How can people hear these podcasts of yours?
They can go to ruthamos.com.au or there's a podcast tab, or they can go to Spotify or Apple Podcasts or anywhere and put in A Quiet Life, and it should come up. It's a nice green square with A Quiet Life written on it.
The nice thing about your website is you've got the podcast, but you've also, I mean, you do other stuff too, don't you?
Sure. I've got a blog on that website as well. So if you prefer to read, some of my friends are like, oh, I'd really want to listen, but I'm not a podcast person. I'm like, well, that's all right.
That's
read
great.
The blog.
Go read this.
And I've got a book there as well that you can look at. And yeah, so yeah, that's that
good.
Website.
It's a great website. So what are we talking about today?
We're talking about gratitude because this time of year, Easter, I am overwhelmed with gratitude. And I thought, now, I reckon there is some really good reasons to be grateful.
Like Easter eggs and hot cross buns?
That's right, absolutely.
Yeah. I was just reading a story before. So Woolies, and this is just Woolies, not Coles and IGA and all the other bakeries and all this sort of stuff, they sell more than 2,000 tonne of hot cross buns every year.
Oh, we've eaten a fair few of those.
2,000 tonne.
Contribute to that. That is a lot.
That's
crap.
And that's just them.
Yeah, like, but they do start selling them on Boxing Day.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, they sell them all year round these days. I was saying about them. I'm like, it's kind of like I love hot cross buns, but kind of when you have it all the time, it makes it less special than
that's
if you
right.
have it at certain times.
Let's keep special things for
yeah,
special.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I tell myself as I stare at the stash of Easter eggs sitting next to the wall. No, Ruth, special things for special.
Yeah.
Yeah, but being grateful, it's not only the things we're grateful for, but it actually benefits you to be grateful. Did you know that? It is better for your physical health. It is better for your mental health. It is better for your relationships. There's all sorts of benefits for being grateful.
It's interesting because, like, you know, some of our story over the last 2 years, and we were going as a family, you know, through a pretty rough time. But one thing that my wife is so wise, and one thing that she said at the time is we have to be grateful. Like, we have to be really thankful to God for all of this, you know, even the hard times, we've got to be thankful for it.
Yeah.
And so she started a gratitude journal, and we did that as a family every night at dinner time. So we did our family devotion and we prayed together, and then we did this gratitude journal where we just went around and just said, what are we grateful for to God today? And it was amazing how that just turned our thinking, you know, from, oh, woe is us, what is happening here, to thank you, Lord, for the cat. And thank you for these beautiful trees and for the sunset this morning. And thank you for the way that you love us unconditionally, even when we make mistakes, you know, like all those things. And it just changed our thinking.
I'm still incredibly grateful for having clean running water in the house after our experience of not having that for a few weeks. It's amazing. You know, it's such a miraculous thing. And it's just such a small thing.
And it does. Like when you go overseas and you go to a country that doesn't have, you know, clean water. So you've got to buy all the bottled water, which is really bad. You know, like they have to buy these bottled water because they literally can't drink the water because it'll kill you or make you very sick. Then you come home and you turn on the tap. You're like, oh well, what?
Goodness.
Like I can turn on a tap and just get water, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I love that idea of gratitude journal. And also, I have a friend who instead of like, so we sit down to have dinner and we say grace. And since I was, you know, a toddler, it changes over time, but we have this, thank you, Father God, for this good food. It's been our grace. It's not like it's quick and it's over and little kids can say it. But my friend, when she sits down, she says, right, so what are we grateful for? And that's what grace is. It's saying thanks. So each person, as you said, each person at the table goes around and just says one thing they're grateful for. And I thought, That's fantastic.
It's really good. Yeah.
Yeah. So there, I didn't look it up, but I'm sure there's an app that you could put on your phone that would send you random reminders so that you can stop and think, well, what am I grateful for right now? But yeah, if you're having a hard time, and as you say, like, life can be hard, and I'm not saying it's not hard, and I'm also not saying if you're grateful, everything's now going to be hunky-dory, but it does change your attitude and help everything just a little bit. And if you're having trouble being grateful, just try, you know, adding it to your morning coffee in the morning, or doing a gratitude journal, one-line journal at night, or just something that will just change your attitude a little bit and you can say thank you.
And of course the Bible says, you know, be thankful in all circumstances. And absolutely, it's not easy, but it's a really good principle, yes, isn't it?
That is in all circumstances and not for all circumstances. Yeah. I'd just like to point that out.
Yeah, thank you, Lord, that my leg was just chopped off. I really appreciate that. But it's like in this, thank you that you're with me. Thank you that you have a plan. And thank you that despite this, I know that you're going to grow me through this and teach me through this.
If you've got nothing else, you can be thankful, especially at this time of year, of Jesus' sacrifice for us, which
absolutely
covers everything. Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Hey, thanks, Ruth.
Thank you, Scotty.
Hobart Psalm 26:5.
So let me start by reiterating that I'm not saying just whack a crinkly smile on your face and pretend that everything's good when everything isn't. That's not what I mean when I talk about gratitude making things better. When I had my first child, and yes, I have been reminded of this lately with the first grandchild coming along, but my first child, the labour wasn't fun. I think I had nightmares for about 6 weeks afterwards. I had a beautiful baby girl, and I had longed for a baby. So I was really happy to have a child, and I was really aware of that. And so instead of maybe dealing with the hard things that came with having a new baby, like the lack of sleep and the hard labour and all the other things, I just was like, no, this is fine. I can't say anything bad about this because I wanted this and I asked for it, and therefore I just have to accept it and say this is great and put a big smile on my face. And I'm sure that did not contribute well to my mental health at that time. And so I like to tell mums of new babies that two things can be true at once. You can have had a traumatic labour and have a beautiful baby, or you can be very grateful for your baby while at the same time really aware that you feel like crap and you're not sleeping, and that's fine. So yes, two things can be true at once, and we can be showing gratitude while at the same time being aware that things in our lives aren't perfect, and that's fine. So please hear me say that. I am not saying pull up your socks and get on with life and stop whinging. I am saying that if you can look around and see just a few things that you're grateful for, it will help lift your mood and your attitude and help you live a better life and a more peaceful and more joyful life. So I looked at a couple of websites, and I just Googled scientific reports on gratitude or something like that to see, because I knew that there had been studies, and I knew that studies would show the benefits of being a grateful person. And I'm sure you can Google the same thing. I'll put a couple of websites in the show notes. But the thing that I came up with, I thought, oh, what does gratitude do for us? And I thought, oh, it renews our perspective. It gives us a better perspective in life. So that's just me, and that's not backed by any scientific studies. But scientific studies show that it reduces envy, resentment, frustration, and regret. These are all elements of our lives that we could do with less of, and being grateful gets rid of them, doesn't get rid of them, but reduces them. It increases your resilience. It lowers your blood pressure. Now, that's a nice measurable one, isn't it? Yeah, I need to lower my blood pressure. I know what I'll do. I'll be grateful. Helps you sleep better. It helps your relationships, your romantic relationships and your friendships and whatever, your family relationships, being grateful for that person and being grateful around that person both help those relationships. And it also helps you make new friends. So having an attitude of gratitude helps you look more socially attractive to others. So you are attractive and you make new friends easier. Lowers blood pressure, and then in another study, just generally overall better physical health. And I guess that comes from better sleep as well. And it improves your optimism. So there's some scientifically validated, look, I haven't gone in depth into these studies, but scientific validation of why gratitude is good for you. So that's, you know, That's nice to know. I'm not just saying you probably will feel better. I think you will. But the big question is how? How do we do this? And yes, we had a couple of ideas with Scotty, the sitting around the dinner table saying what we're grateful for. And Scotty talked about a gratitude journal, which is a really good idea, but there's a couple of different ways of doing that as well. And I know that we all don't have much time. So one thing that I've heard of is a one-line-a-day journal where you just, at the end of the day, in fact, the person that I heard it from was Tish Oxenrider, and she doesn't do it at the end of the day because she's a wreck at the end of the day. So she does it first thing in the morning, looking at the day before, and that's how I do my morning pages as well. But just one line saying something that you were grateful for the day before. So that's one way. Or you can have five things that you're grateful for and just write them down. But somebody, and this was not a scientific study, but I was looking through these websites and one person said, look, the way to get the best bang for your buck here is to write about one thing in detail. So instead of five different sentences, I'm grateful for the cat, as Scott said, I'm grateful for water, I'm grateful for Moz, I'm grateful for, I don't have a cat, by the way. Instead of writing those, take one subject and write five sentences about that one subject, what you are grateful for about that person or that thing or that activity or whatever it is. So going into greater depth makes you really think about what you are grateful for. And apparently writing it down really adds to how much you get out of this experience as well. I'm a big fan of writing things down, as you know, cements it in your brain and it helps it be a real thing, not just a passing thought that flies through your brain. And I'm not going to do what she did and tell you five things I'm grateful for about my husband because she started crying and I don't need that today. I love him. But you might want to think about five things that you're grateful for about your mum or five things you're grateful for about your house and go into greater depth and put in more detail. Okay. Another thing that you can do is link this habit to another habit. So if you want to increase the habit of being grateful, you link it to another habit. So we've talked about saying grace before meals, and I'm afraid that, you know, very often I will do that for our evening meal, but forget to do it for morning and lunchtime meal. But if I want to increase the gratitude in my day, I can stop and give thanks for something before each meal or each time I put food in my mouth. So it'd be considerably greater number of times of being grateful. Yeah, so link it to your morning coffee or link it to if you're walking to the bus or maybe you have a 10-minute bus ride and you decide to spend that time being grateful. So link your gratitude time to another thing that happens in your life and then that'll add that habit. That's a really good, it's from habit stacking is a thing I've found from that book Atomic Habits by James Clear, and that's a fantastic book if you want to pack more positive things into your life. And that one of his big tips is habit stacking. So if you want to do something, do it linked with something else. If you want to remember to be grateful, remember to be grateful every time you put food in your mouth. Okay, I've talked about being specific and in depth, and so two more things. So one is about telling other people what you're grateful for about them. So one of the things, and I think I learned this back in our Youth with a Mission days, back in YWAM, is, you know, when you go to a funeral, you say beautiful things about the person who has just passed away. And, you know, that's lovely and it's important, but the person doesn't get to hear it. They've passed away. Well, maybe they do look down from heaven and listen to what you're saying about them, but maybe if they're in heaven, they're doing more exciting things than listening to us. Why don't we say these wonderful things about people to them while they're alive and while they can benefit from it? So my take home from that is if you think of something nice to say about someone, say it. Tell them, oh, you always have a beautiful smile and you cheer me up. Or I really like the way that you dress. You're so stylish, or anything that you can think of that is great to say about someone, let them know. I don't think they're going to get a big head. I think we all need a bit of encouragement every now and then. And I know the way you dress, it's shallow, but still, it's true for some people. I think they're amazingly artistic and creative in the way they dress themselves. And I think I should let them know But also we can tell them about their kind hearts and the way that they reach out to others and the encouragement that they are to us. And it's just a great thing to do. If you have a nice thought, let them know. And the other thing that you can do, which is good for special occasions like birthdays, is sit them on the chair and then just tell them. So get everyone in the room to go around and say something they love about this person. Or you could do it by writing it down on little bits of paper and giving it to them later if you don't want to embarrass them. I think Moz would actually want to throttle me if I sat him on a chair and made people say things about him to his face, but maybe he would appreciate it if he could read them later or think about them later. So yes, embarrassment is not what we're trying to do here, but letting people know what we love about them and what we're grateful for about them is a really positive thing to do and a really friendly and helpful thing to do. So that's one thing. And then I said to Scotty I didn't look up apps. So when I came home, I did look up apps, and there are a multitude of gratitude apps because people know that this is an important thing. Now, you might find that some of the apps are a bit too woo-woo for you or whatever, but there are several different apps, and I just, I Googled gratitude apps, but there were some that had writing prompts. So they'd say, it's time for your gratitude journal. What are you going to be grateful for? Have you thought about this? Have you thought about that? And that can help you if you're really struggling to think of anything that you're grateful for. Maybe one of these apps can just point your brain in the right direction. Oh, yeah. Cool, clear water. Hadn't thought about that for a while. Okay, so writing prompts is good, and having an app on your phone. Because again, if you're on a bus trip or whatever, you could use that app to do your gratitude journaling as you're riding along into town or whatever. So that's one thing. And another one was a gamification app. I thought this was very, very cool. As you write down the three things that you're grateful for, you get a little token, and that token can be used to buy little plants or garden decorations, and then you make your own little garden on your phone, and that's a very cool idea. So gamification is something that works really well. It turns normal things into a bit like computer games and helps you to then, you know, tap into that part of your brain that helps you get excited about doing things, which is what computer games do so well. So yeah, I thought, well, you could have a look through, you know, Google Play or the App Store or whatever, and find a gratitude app that works for you and put it in your phone, because there will be heaps. So there's my ideas about gratitude. And I could go on and on and on about this, as you know, but and I could sit here and let you know all the things I'm grateful for, but for right now I'm not going to do that. I would love to hear from you. Have you got a special way that you remember to give thanks? Have you been keeping a gratitude journal? Has gratitude made a difference to your life? Would you love to tell me about it? You can email me, ruth@ruthamos.com.au. I forgot to say to Scotty too, if you go to that website, you can sign up and get my newsletter, and then my newsletter will give you links to the podcast and the blog and some extra special personal information that I tend to not put other places. And so it's short and it's friendly, and I'd love you to sign up to my newsletter at ruthamos.com.au and write to me and tell me what you do about gratitude, or find me at Ruth Amos Author on Facebook, or tweet me at A Quiet Life blog, and I would love to hear from you as always, and I will chat to you again soon.